More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Shannon Carey used to live in Wisconsin. She grew up in Lake Geneva and last called the state home when she was earning her graduate degree at UW-Milwaukee. This weekend, though, she returns to Milwaukee having completely reinvented herself, or at least her career. She and her band Luray, named for a part of Virginia not too far from her now Maryland home, have carved out a niche in a genre that defines most attempts to label it. But people have tried, calling it everything from ambient bluegrass to chamber folk. It does bear some kinship, literally, to the indie folk of Eau Claire's Bon Iver. Carey's brother Sean, who was a percussionist and backing vocalist for Bon Iver, produced Luray's recent CD, The Wilder. Luray joined us ahead of a Saturday show at Linneman's and played a few songs, including this one called Already There.
Here's a quiet building on. For the first time I go in alone. My heart is young and I'm a long way to go. It's not the last.
Shannon Carey and Luray, that was great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And before we get any further, why don't I just have you go around the room and introduce yourselves. Tell us who's playing, starting with you.
Okay, my name's Shannon Carey, and I play banjo and sing.
I'm Sarah Gilbert. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I play the keys and sing backup vocal and a little bit of acoustic guitar.
Thomas Jones, right here from Milwaukee. I'm filling in for CJ Wolf, who is couldn't be on this leg of the tour.
Brian Cruz from Richmond, Virginia, and I play upright and electric bass.
I'm Gabe Wisniewski. I play the tambourine.
Well,
and also the guitar.
Well, thanks to all of you. First of all, you started with a track called Already There, and it features ukulele very prominently. And what amazes me is that you have this really big, deep, atmospheric sound, and yet the ukulele still manages to speak up in the middle of all of that. How did that emerge for you?
Well, I really like the ukulele. I never really played it before, and I just thought I would buy one and see what happens, and I thought this song would be perfect for it. I actually wrote it on banjo. It's my primary instrument, my like songwriting arm, but then I transposed it to uke. And yeah, I think it's kind of cool. Like it gives it like a shimmery effect or something. It's kind of weird. And
It's like a voice out in the wilderness.
Yeah, I love ukulele.
Now, the publicity materials surrounding the CD talk about how you, and I'll quote here, rediscovered your love of music in Northern California in 2006, and I want to ask about how that happened. But first, what happened to your love of music in the first place, that it was lost?
I know. You know, I always loved music. I think that maybe love is, you know, you never stop loving music, but you stop playing music sometimes. And I stopped playing music. I was a social worker. I got focused on doing that and, you know, friends and family. And then I don't know, like in 2005 or 6, we heard this little bluegrass band in Vermont and they had a banjo. And I was like, wow, you know, I think I kind of want to like learn a new instrument. And then I also like had a dream later on that I got a guitar for Christmas, but I was like, oh man, I wish that was a banjo when I woke up. And I was like, I think I want to play banjo. So it kind of just started organically. Like I, you know, was like, I kind of want to learn a new instrument, and banjo was it. And I got a teacher and started playing bluegrass.
It happened fast too.
Yeah, it did. It happened within a few months. Yeah.
Shannon came home and she said, I'm not doing music as much as I want to. And then a week later, she said, I really like that bluegrass band we saw. And then a week later, she was like, I think I'm going to play the banjo. And then a week later, she had a banjo and a teacher.
Do you remember what the name of the bluegrass band you heard in Vermont was?
Yeah, no idea. It was like a little trio at a barn.
Somewhere in Vermont, though, is this group that has had this major impact on your life.
That's true.
Yeah. Changed all of our lives.
Inspiration for all the little bands out there. If you think you're not getting heard, somebody out there is getting inspired. Totally, and that's what I love about playing music now is that somebody else who maybe doesn't play music anymore is like, whoa, like maybe I can learn to a new instrument or go back to playing guitar or whatever.
And so talk about how that almost experimentation, how did it evolve into the sound that is with us today?
Well, I was playing bluegrass once a week with friends, and it was really fun. But I guess I wanted something that would move me the way that some of the other music I listened to did. And so I was talking to my brother about this, and he was like, you should just try strumming it. And I, you know, when you get into a certain like genre of music, like bluegrass, it was honestly so hard to break out of the way that you play. So it was a slow process. I had to just, you know, be like, okay, I'm just going to try playing without picks. Like even that was weird. I just started experimenting with covers. That's the first thing I did, like banjo covers of songs I liked in other genres. Like one of the first ones was a Talisman on Earth cover on banjo. You know, you have to just break your mental bonds of like what you can and can't play with an instrument, which now it seems normal to play it how I do, but it wasn't for a really long time.
Well, and then so I gather you from there, you tap into the kinds of stuff that you like to write about.
You know, melodies always just come to me. We're always coming to me. So it's just a matter of capturing them. And then as far as lyrics, it's just what inspires you and like what you're thinking about and what you see at the time, I guess.
Well, I have a lot more to ask, but first I'd just like to ask you to play another song, if you would.
All right. Well, the next song is track, I think, 4 on the album, and it's actually called Lou Ray, however you want to pronounce it. And the song was written before I named the band that, but it was sort of the whole concept for the album, this song. And my brother, when he was producing it, he was like, I'm going to just really focus on Lou Ray and make it, like, perfect and just, like, try to just have that inspire the rest of it. And so it is named after Lou Ray, Virginia. We had been visiting Lou Ray right around the time I was writing the first songs from the album, and it really inspired this song in particular. And even though it doesn't have the word Lou Ray in it, I just named the song that.
There were dreams in summer, lines on a page where it all makes sense. There were times when I was afraid and you were afraid. Can we make it okay?
Keep it safe for me.
keep it safe for me. Do you think we'll ever go home again?
How important do you see sense of place being to what this sound is all about?
It's important to me. I don't know if it's important for the genre or anything. I wasn't really around a lot of other bluegrass players or anything when I was learning bluegrass, but it's just what surrounds you in your life. And as far as place, I think that moving around a lot, which we've done, we lived in California for a few years. I'm from Wisconsin. We lived in New Orleans for a year, and then we moved to D.C. 2 years ago. I think that being in different places, it affects me more. I think naming something after a place is kind of natural, and like when you're working on a creative piece, it's so important where you are.
Do you feel like when you play this, you can hear echoes of the D.C. area and Northern California and Southern Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, mostly I feel like it's connected to Virginia and D.C. And now we live in Maryland, so it's like the three states are really close together. For me, when I sing Tidal Ground, like, I'm picturing that marsh. But there's also a marsh in Wisconsin that I visited that same summer, and all of it kind of comes together.
Well, and one thing that I noticed, actually, looking at all of you as you were playing, is that you all seem to be in a really content place when this music is coming out of your instruments and your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Is contentment where this comes from?
I mean, I'm content when I'm playing the music, but I don't think that the songs come from contentment. I think they come from more like a struggle against something. But I think when I'm playing the songs, it's such a triumph when you even finish a song and I know that what it's about and I know that I'm expressing that thing that I was trying to capture, that just being able to like play a finished song that I love and that I'm proud of, yeah, I mean, it's totally like I'm pretty peaced out.
And the rest of you?
Oh yeah, it's a joy playing these songs. I mean, I feel like they could stand alone just with banjo and vocals, you know, and it would be just as beautiful. But I feel like it's like our job to just like add more beauty, and everybody here is, I mean, there's such great people and everything to work with and play music with.
I will say, as Shannon's partner, it was, you know, it was tumultuous times for us when we moved from California to the DC area, and she's like launching a whole new career. I mean, she's had been working in social work for a long time, and as she said, had always been a music lover, but like, it's a fascinating thing to see somebody that you love struggle with a creative process. It's a really profound thing to witness, to be really close to, but it's also tenuous. It's like you hope to see the, you know, your partner emerge from the other side, like with that feeling of victory that Shannon talked about, that having accomplished mm-hmm. something. So I'm definitely proud of where she's gotten.
Well, it really shows through. And thanks to all of you. Best of luck with this. And thank you so much for playing for us.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks
for having us.
So before we go, what are you going to play for us to take us out?
All right. So we're going to play Tidal Ground. It's kind of written about this marshy ground near where we lived in Virginia when I wrote this. And I just wrote it about the seasons passing and how when you would go to the marsh in spring, it looked different than when you came in the fall, and then the passing of time. So that's kind of what this song's about.
Beneath this tidal ground, I'll follow you around. Beneath this tidal
Shannon Carey and Luray recorded this week in Studio C1. They'll play Saturday night at Linneman's, along with Milwaukee's Juniper Tar and the Thrift Tones. Carey's originally from Lake Geneva. She got her graduate degree from UWM. Her husband, guitarist Gabe Vishnievsky, went to Marquette. You can hear the full mini-concert they played at wuwm.com/Lake Effect. That's Friday's edition of Lake Effect. Special thanks this week to studio engineer John Strelecki, who made sure our musical recordings sounded musical. We're also produced, as always, by Bonnie North, Dan Harmon, and Stephanie Lecce, with Amy Kiley, Eleanor Peterson, and Nathan Royster. I'm Mitch Tyke. There is a lot on the calendar around Southeast Wisconsin this weekend, so I do hope you get a chance to go out and enjoy some of it. And I sure hope you can be with us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next. It's 11 o'clock.